boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I knew today that you, me, and Spencer are true friends.
And we're the three best friends that anyone can have. And we're the three best friends. Why?
She's like, why? Because what do you know that I don't know?
Yeah.
No, I was running late to work. It was one of those mornings that I, no joke, running out the door.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So I didn't have time to eat breakfast. Did not even have time to grab my lunch. Like, I was sprinting. Okay? So I had texted you guys when I got here, and I was like, alert, alert. Does anybody have, like, any type of, like, breakfast items of something, like a granola bar, Pop-Tart, breakfast, cereal, something for me? Because I'm starving.
Mm-hmm.
Or can somebody pick me up donuts? Luckily, Spencer's like, hey, like, I pass a Dunkin'. Like, I can pick you up some donuts. I got you, boo. And, well, he didn't say boo because that would be weird.
No. I just want to make that
clear. Like, no, HR's already calling, like, okay, this is a violation. And then you were like texting 2 seconds later and you're like, hey, I got you, actually. I got sausage. What do you have? Sausage something.
I like meal prepped some sausage, egg, and cheese, like called biscuit bombs, but it's just stuffed biscuits, basically.
I knew in that moment that I have the two bestest friends ever. Like, I don't even know how to explain it. Mm-hmm. You guys were in my messages within 30 seconds, already ready to fill my belly,
mm-hmm.
which fills my heart.
Mm. I love that you think it's so sentimental.
I do. Why? What do you
because
know?
Because it's not. Oh. I know. I'll speak on behalf of me and Spencer deep down. It's because if you weren't going to eat, you would be a terror.
Really? Oh, I took it as that you guys love me so much.
We do. And we would much rather not have to have you make it everybody else's problem when you're hungry.
I took it at that moment that we are going to be friends for 20, 30
yeah.
years. You took it as, she's annoying when she's hungry.
Resolve the problem now so that we're not kicking ourselves later today. In the event of your breakfast SOS this morning,
mm-hmm.
I feel my motherly instinct came out, or my maternal instinct. Because you were asking, I'm running late. I didn't have time to grab breakfast. You texted me and Spencer from 1600 ESPN. You're like, does anybody have breakfast food or can somebody stop and get me something? Spencer chimed in and was like, oh, I'll stop at Dunkin'. It's on my way into work. And I go, no, we have food at home, kids. Spencer, don't stop. Destiny, don't order anything. I have meal prepped these biscuits. It's like when your mom, I mean, you beg your mom to go through the drive-thru
uh-huh.
and she says, no, honey, we have food at home. Mm-hmm. I don't know what came over me. I'm like, don't go out of your way, Spencer. Nobody needs to spend any money. I got you all. Mom's here.
I love that you're a mom now.
I know. I don't know why. And why did I care? I wasn't going to stop at the Dunkin', nor was I going to spend any money.
Now you need to start acting like a mom.
Well, what does that mean? I don't That was a practice.
Now you need a mom purse because you don't have a purse.
I do.
Which means now, and I mean this selfishly for myself, you need to start carrying mom snacks.
I am down for, you know what? I actually have snacks in my work bag. Does that count? I'm getting there.
You're getting there.
I'm just like 10 degrees away from being a real mom.
Carry the diaper because I'm tired of going to the bathroom on a daily basis.
Okay. Well, that's where I'm going to draw the line, I think.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
We're going to talk about something that you already know exists. And I don't know if you're I am guilty of this. I feel that you are, but we're going to find out. There's just now a name going around for it that people are using. That is the flamper. Any guesses before
I'm trying to separate
flamper.
Fighting lamps.
No,
I was trying to separate the word.
I mean, you're
fighting lamps.
No, not quite.
I don't know.
It's the floor hamper.
Stupid. I was close.
So, you know, you have your hamper and then you have sometimes where you wear, I don't know, a pair of jeans or a sweatshirt and you take it off at the end of the day and you go, well, that's not dirty in my mind. I'm not ready to wash it. But you also don't want to put it back in the closet. So it ends up in the floor hamper, which is just a pile of clothes on the floor. I do this bad, and I didn't know if you did too.
I'd like to admit something for the class.
Okay.
I just put it back up in the closet.
I don't think that's bad. I'm just lazy.
I think 95% of my clothes in the closet are things that have already been worn and just got put right back up.
Yeah. I don't think that, why would that be bad?
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, there's nothing on my floor. Actually, what's on the bed in the guest bedroom is all the things that are clean that have yet to be worn.
Oh. And so do they not get hung up until they get worn?
Correct. Ding, ding. Ring the bell you got over there.
What is that? Okay,
oh,
so
she didn't ring the bell.
What's the bed? Oh. What's the bed hamper?
The bed hamper is the clean stuff.
The bamper.
It's those girls in the afternoon. And trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
I'm a little concerned that our relationship is not as secure as I thought it was, to be quite honest with you. We've been doing a show for 3 years. We've been friends for 7. And I think our communication is lacking.
Okay.
She's like, as we're in the communication business.
Right. And at the beginning of the show, you're like, oh my God, we're besties for the rest of the switch up is crazy.
You're right. I did say that, didn't I? Roll the tape.
Yep.
Okay. Well, earlier today, we had a job shadow with a student from Kirkwood. And we were talking about how we plan the show, how we have to work as a team, yada, 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 things like that. And like some days may not always be simple, right? It's like a marriage, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Some days you might have a migraine. I might have a migraine, okay? And we just have to work as a team, okay? And I said, if I have a migraine, then you will have to bring 175 because I can only bring 25. And you looked at me like I was dumber than dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Well, generally, it equals 100.
I was thinking, that you bring 100, I bring 100, math equals 200.
Okay. That's fine. I just don't think that's normally.
What?
You're like, you're going to give it, you're 100%. Or same with like a marriage. You always say, people say, it's never 50-50. It's 25-75, it's 80-20.
I guess you're right.
Nobody's saying, I'm bringing 150, he's bringing 50. Sorry, I have never been that energized in my life. Let's be so for
She's
real.
Like, I've had 2 cups of coffee one day, never had that much energy.
If I'm at a 150 or above, then you should send me to the hospital because something's wrong. We got to catch up with a Kirkwood student doing a job shadow around the radio station today. It's always fun hearing about like what classes they're taking, because even since we've been in college.
I literally went to Kirkwood Community College and the classes are different.
Yeah, it's always changing. And there's a lot more like modernized, obviously tons of like digital media, cool stuff. So I always like to ask and see like what's going on. What classes are you taking? What are you familiar with? And she brought up that she took a lighting class.
Yeah, it was like for photography and making sure that your lighting is perfect for different types of objects and people and things like, I don't know.
How to photograph glass.
Who would have thought you needed to know that?
I have
no idea. I literally looked at her and I'm like, why does this have to be a whole semester? Because I would have think it would only need to be 1 week long. But she was like, no, it was an intense class. It was so much to learn. I would have never thought.
I didn't. How oddly specific, but also like kind of cool and interesting. And then that got me thinking that I took a really weird class in college that was dance production, because I was a dance major to start. Didn't follow through with that. So sorry. But it was like how to light stages and music and all the AV of it all, and how to set lighting to music and change the spotlights to overhead lights to all the things.
Wow.
Now, if you put me in front of a stage right now and asked me to light the thing, I'd be like, sorry, I don't know how. But that was what a weird thing that I took.
And you paid how much money?
A lot of money. It was cool.
And you're using that in the real world?
I'm not using it, but I could.
One of the weird classes I took at Kirkwood, I would say, is College 101, and I don't remember nothing about it. Not diddly crap.
So it worked. It worked really well. We were just talking about the oddly specific or weird classes that we took when we were in school, and the one that I regret not taking when I was at the University of Iowa, because it was kind of like known to be the class that like athletes would take if they needed a little boost to the GPA.
So listen, it was a stupid easy class.
Yeah, you got you have to be eligible, so sometimes you gotta take an easy one to boost her up.
I think that was home ec in high school.
Yes, except this was basket weaving. I don't know if it's still there. I regret to this day that I never took basket weaving. My GPA.
I'm sorry. How
it.
Many weeks did they?
I don't know. I don't know if it was a full semester or if it was like a. I have no idea. Imagine the beautiful baskets you would have from it.
No disrespect to the professor. Not at all. I'm sorry. What are we doing for an entire semester?
Weaving baskets. Big baskets, small baskets.
Medium.
Perhaps a medium. I have no idea.
Baskets.
I don't know. I regret it. If I could go back and didn't have to pay tuition and all the things, I would totally take basket weaving.
And you think you would be weaving baskets to this day?
No. I don't think it's useful at all.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
If you're still at work, I want you to take a look around. Who's missing? Who suddenly was feeling under the weather? And then I want you to do the same thing tomorrow when you walk in. Scan the cubicles, scan the conference
room.
Can
it be me?
I'm saying, looking outside, suddenly I'm feeling ill. I gotta go.
Dude,
I'm sick. How are we all supposed to be here?
No, I'm just gonna. No,
people are
I'm faking it
hooky.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
HR, listen up, okay? Put it, record right now. Take your phones out. Don't even care. I'm calling out sick tomorrow.
I feel, why, let's not lie. You know, I feel like the first nice 75 degree day of the year, it's just, if you gotta go, you gotta go.
When can we just have bosses that just say, like, hell with it, you know? It's nice out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want, like, why can't, like, if I was one, I'd be like, I don't want to be here, and I don't want you to be
here.
Yeah,
or I'd give my employees recess.
Oh, my God.
Go get your sillies out.
Uh-huh.
There's a margarita machine on the front.
You and I would be such great bosses. You know what I'm saying? Like, we would have a margarita machine.
Yeah.
All our employees would be drunk.
Yeah, I'd probably be bankrupt. Have, like, some illegal activities, perhaps. I'm not sure. I'm not in charge of people.
Our employees would be so drunk, and we would be in so much debt, but we'd be having fun.
I'd be having the best time. And you know what? On a day like today, I'd be out on the front lawn.
Drunk and poor, but that's what we'd be
wearing
doing.
Wearing jorts, red Solo cup. It's very professional.
I have been waiting for this moment for, well, far too long, too many hours of the day. To put our friend, Spencer from 1600 ESPN, on blast. It's my moment. Let me shine. Hi, Spencer.
Hi.
So, we have text lines. You can always chat with us, 319-200-1029. That's our text line. But then, Spencer, you have a text line. I don't know your number. It's 319-366-1600.
Yes. Thank you for the promotion.
Wow.
Wow. Jeez.
Everybody say, hey, Spencer.
Hey. Or Spencer can text himself. Let's talk about this. Because I was over on your text line just checking in, seeing how things are going over there. And I see somebody named Spencer on sports texted in, which is funny because that's your name. And you texted in saying Spencer on sports is the best. How does Spencer on sports text in saying Spencer on sports is the best? Why are you texting in saying that you're the best?
Well, first of all, sometimes things get a little heated on the sports side, and people get mad at me when I have bad takes, so I'm just sending in positive affirmations. I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me. That's the goal there. But in reality, my defense, was showing someone the ropes of sports radio, and I was demonstrating the text line and how it works. And so I just texted the first thing that came to my mind, which is Spencer on sports is the best.
Yes.
And I didn't anticipate you would be creeping on my text line over at 1600 ESPN.
You got a little fault over here for being the creeper.
And then I get this text in our group chat like, Spencer, why are you texting yourself, huh? Huh, you loser. I get a Taylor Swift GIF sent to me. Come on. I'm training people who are interested in radio.
I think it's really funny because I texted back and I said, thanks for texting, and we'll pass that along.
Right.
I hope they do pass it along. I want to know who that person is.
Yeah, what if you pass it along?
So, Spencer, somebody thinks you're really great, by the way.
That's good.
Wait, that's you.
I do. I don't know.
I just had to crop that part out.
You're not supposed to say, I'm going to change my name in the text line. I don't know who put my name
in
there.
You know what? We could give it to the boss and say, someone thinks Spencer's really great. We just won't say who.
Yeah.
Because it's you.
Yeah.
It's true. Yeah.
And then let us know if you get like some big bonus, because then we'll start texting ourselves too.
Oh my God. Yeah. We'll also text. I'll start texting the text line too and say those girls in the afternoon are great.
Just create like a burner. That's why you have burner phones, right? Just like texting like, every number every time. Yeah.
Genius. If we start seeing the text line and people are saying those girls in the afternoon are great, it may or may not be me and Taylor.
Mind your business.
I got a little irked earlier when Kate passed me in the hallway and she told me that she just threw away a bottle of perfume. And I'm like, okay, whoa. We don't just throw away bottles of perfume. So I think we need to, well, address the issue. Taylor, don't you think?
Sure.
So, Kate, why are you throwing away bottles of perfume?
I'm not trying to be wasteful, I promise.
Okay, so what are you doing?
Last night, I was hanging out with my fiance and he's like, what is that? What's that smell? And I'm like, it's my new perfume. I just bought it. I'm so excited about it. He's like, I hate to say this. You smell like my ex-girlfriend.
Ouch.
I know. I was immediately devastated. I was so excited about this new perfume. But yeah, I was like, all right, I'm getting rid of it. Because you can't have that in your house, you know? I don't need lingering reminders living in my house. So yeah, I'm kind of sad. RIP to my bottle of perfume.
You're getting rid of it?
I'm going to give it up for donation. Oh, we could do a giveaway.
You got to give it away to somebody that is not in your circle, though, because then one of your friends that comes around, he's going to be like, there she is again.
Wait, you were thinking about giving it to your friend Morgan, though.
I was. This did come up. I asked him. I'm like, are you okay if Morgan sometimes smells like your ex-girlfriend? And he's like, yeah, that's fine. I can live with that. That's all right.
What?
He said that was okay.
Okay, well, here's the thing. I think you keep it. And listen to me. Listen to me real clear. Because you're better than her.
No,
and
obviously.
So I think you keep it and you wear it because you need to remind him that you're better and you will always be better and that he is better with you. That's why you keep it.
Uh-huh. It's like the, what is that science experiment? The Pavlov thing?
Totally.
You now need to put the perfume on, but you also need to do something nice. So then instead of thinking, you need to reroute his brain. Instead of him thinking, oh no, the
devil.
You need to like do it and bring home a donut. And then he's like, oh, this is that. He needs to associate it with something nice.
Oh my gosh.
Clean the house every time you wear it. Things like that.
And maybe an M&M.
Let him video game. I don't know. Yes.
A little treat, a little snack even. Yeah. I can handle that. We're reprogramming his brain. Yeah. I love this idea.
Eventually he'll start drooling when he smells it.
And then you wear a different perfume when you go psycho. You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
Crazy girl. You smell crazy. You smell crazy.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
There has been a lot of news surrounding the upcoming season of The Bachelorette, and it seems that it has finally come to a conclusion. I'll give a trigger warning before we get super into it. I'm not going to get into any sort of graphic details, but trigger warning for domestic violence. That ABC has announced today that they have decided to cancel the upcoming season of The Bachelorette, starring Taylor Frankie Paul from The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. If you've been on the internet at all, you've seen there's a lot of discourse that apparently season 5 of Secret Lives has been on pause because there's been some issues between Taylor and her ex-boyfriend, Dakota. And with that, there's been some allegations going around about DV back and forth between the two of them. So over the last week, lots of people wondering, how are they going to air this season? It's already been filmed, obviously. When we know that something's going on between Taylor and Dakota that's not good, could be legal action too at some point.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
And a lot of people thinking like it doesn't feel good to watch her on The Bachelorette knowing now what's going on. It's not a good role model. Is that really what we want to be promoting and watching on ABC? So they did announce earlier they canceled it in light of a video surfacing today that is pretty graphic in nature. Unfortunate that I had to end up this way. It was supposed to be the big comeback for The Bachelorette, but I do think ultimately it was probably the right decision.
I think we need to do what's right, which is Taylor Frankie Paul does need to pay the cost for everybody who had to work.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think
about it. You know what I mean? Like all the
men.
Well, yeah. The filming crew
who
worked so hard to film this season and has now gone it's going to go to waste, right? Yeah. We're never going to see it.
Trashed.
And everything, right? I'm sure there was a contract of some sort, like if you did something for this season to not air, I'm sure there's probably some fine print.
I am sure they have the legal
I'm
stuff
I'm sure
unlocked.
That they're going to go to battle and they're going to win. And I think that she's going to have to pay and she should have to pay. I also think that the men who went through this season, if they are up for it, deserves something. Maybe they all get to be a bachelor together at the same time.
I mean, we're talking probably 30 guys who you would hope, obviously it's a reality show, went in with true intentions of maybe finding a potential wife. And for that to just also be thrown away, it sucks.
And I think there was already rumors that this guy named Doug actually rumor has it that Doug and her got engaged at the end of the season or whatever. I think if nobody wants to do it or whatever, maybe Doug wants to, I think we would all like to see these guys thrive. So if they want to, let's let them all be bachelor.
Yeah.
And let's have that be a thriving season. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I think, it's unfortunate. Her actions are taking a toll on what could have been their moment too, that you might be onto something. Why not have 30 bachelors?
I'm down.
We'll give ABC a little
bit. Because at that point, it is going to be a storm. You know what I'm saying? 30 bachelors? Oh, come on. The drama. This is going to be the craziest season yet.
And that would be actually accurate.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon. And Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
So there's a hobby that I really want to take up, but I just, I fear you're going to make fun of me.
I'm listening. I don't want to yuck anybody's yum, okay?
I fear you're already yucking my yum before I open my yum.
What? I don't like that.
I want to take up disc golfing.
Really?
Now listen, it looks like fun. I could throw a frisbee. Easy peasy, beautiful puppy girl. What? Beautiful. What? Easy breezy, beautiful cover girl. That's the saying. Wow. What was I saying?
Now, is this the one that, do you have to catch the frisbee at all?
No, or I thought you just put it in the metal container.
Okay, that's what I thought.
What's the one where you, that's a throw it to a dog. Well,
I don't know. I'm not familiar with this, so I'm just asking questions.
Well, okay, so I thought about this. This is a new hobby I've been thinking about taking up, not going to lie, in the last month when we were going on a hike and it was nice out one day. Mm-hmm. I saw somebody disc golfing, and I was like, I could throw a disc. It's not that hard. You whip it, and you try to get it into that metal container. That's easy. And I told Neighbor Man, I think I want to do this. And what? The disc probably costs like $5. And he goes, oh, honey, no. They're not cheap. And it's not that easy.
Really?
Apparently, he took up disc golfing years ago and he gave up the hobby. And he's like, I'm not really into it anymore, honey. Mm. I'm trying to get him back into it. Well, last night, he's watching people going over like the science and the technique of disc golfing. I don't know why. Apparently, he was bored. Beats me. And it's a lot more than I thought it was. It is expensive. There's like, I don't know, lots of different types of disc thingies that you throw, different types of brands, different types of frisbees that you throw. There's different types of technique. They're talking about the X formation, and it's like how you throw your body when you throw it. I'm like, girl, I'm just going to throw it. Like, I just wanted to throw it. I didn't know that we had to, like, throw it behind our back and throw it over our head. Mm-hmm. I just want to throw it. I just want to be a girly pop who throws it.
Right. And I think you can be.
Can I?
I think before you fully dive in to like deciding that this is a hobby, number one, I would not invest in an expensive
No, I want
to
get
desk.
A five below.
Thank yeah. You. And just go out and see if you do it, because as I know you, sometimes competitive sports are not good for you.
What the heck is that supposed
to
be?
Well, you get competitive and you get mean. So do you want, I don't know. I think you need to go out and just test drive it. There's different disc golf places in the area, I think. I think you just need to go like do a little test run as it's getting warmer out and see if your relationship can survive it. Before you spread.
Well, it sounds like he doesn't really want to. He don't like that hobby anymore.
Oh,
Don't look at me. I have zero interest.
Well, I was going to look at you.
Do I look like I want to go throw a disc? No.
You know, for the past like 19 days, you and I have been just stuck on our epic April Fool's Day prank that we kind of forgot our birthday, which is funny because our birthday comes before our April Fool's Day prank.
Yeah, the day before. March 31st marks 3 years of Those Girls in the Afternoon. But for some reason, we hyperfixated on April Fool's this year because we're like, oh my God, we're early on something. Let's go all in. That I think we forgot. Oops.
It was last night that we were like, oh yeah, what are we going to do for our birthday? Well, last year for our birthday, we brought in guests to co-host with us, from Mayor Tiffany O'Donnell to Rebecca Kopelman to Elizabeth Vaughn Presley to Mo Holland.
Yes.
And then we also made each other gifts to go with like the item.
The anniversary
material,
I guess.
Because on your wedding anniversary, you're supposed to get each other cotton on your second wedding anniversary. So then we're like, last night thinking maybe we do the same thing.
Yeah.
For your third wedding anniversary. But you don't know what that is.
You wouldn't tell me.
I researched it. I don't know that you're going to like this.
Okay.
The traditional third wedding anniversary gift is leather.
Interesting.
Symbolizing durability, flexibility, and resilience of maturing marriage.
Now.
Modern alternatives include crystal or glass, while white and jade green are traditional colors, and sunflowers are the symbolic flower.
God, that is like a lot of random information.
So I'm thinking we really just take leather, crystal, or glass, and we could make something or we could buy something.
Okay.
Now it's 319 day, so we could buy something local. Now we're not going to get it done today at this point.
Right.
It's a little late, but we could still buy something local or we could make something.
Uh-huh.
I think we need to rest on it, and I think we need to think about it. We have time. My first thought is, I think we should bring the listeners in.
Okay.
And I think that they should determine if we go leather, crystal, or glass. That's my first thought. But that's just, I'm just going to throw that out.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, I don't run the show.
Well, okay. Half of it. Yeah, well, you do.
Well, that's what I'm like. So I want to hear what you think. But that's just my first thought.
I don't know. I was not expecting leather. And I'm having a hard time of thinking anything that's made out of leather. A belt.
Happy belt today.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I think you're right. I need some time to think on it.
Oh, here it says, by the way, thanks Google, for some traditional leather gift ideas.
Oh, yeah.
Leather luggage tags, wallets, purses, key rings, or notebooks. Jackets, belts, watch.
Oh.
With leather straps. Who's doing a watch with leather straps? Not me.
Okay, well, that all sounds a little pricey. I'm not going to lie to you.
Do you know how much we make?
I don't know.
I think we need to sleep on it. Point blank period. We've got to sleep on this and we've got to think, are we even going to do anything with this?
I know. Or do we make up our own tradition?
Oh my God. We are iconic.
Well, very humble of you.
Let's get quizzical.
Let's get quizzical with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
Time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason, Destiny.
This is going to be a fun trivia question. Trust me, even if you know nothing about basketball. The question is, the term March Madness was originally used for high school basketball in what state?
What?
I know.
That's crazy.
What is it?
You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
If it makes you feel any better, I actually thought March Madness was about NBA.
Right.
Not college.
Not that.
The term March Madness was originally used for high school basketball in what state? What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9.
We see what you're texting for Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
I'll admit it. I know diddly crap about basketball.
So don't look at me. What do you...
I thought you were going to start singing something.
No, I will say I tried most sports growing up. Was I good at them? No. But basketball was the one that I never had an interest in trying.
No.
I don't know anything.
I didn't be like, Dad, I want to try it. I did ask to try volleyball. Never once tried to ask to do basketball. Because anytime we did it in gym, the ball always hit me in the head. Like, somebody would try to throw it to me to toss it, or for me to, I don't know what I'm saying.
To pass it.
Thank you. For me to do something with it. And it just always hit me in the head. So I just knew in that moment it was not meant to be.
Same. I had like 3 years in a row that my glasses got broken in gym class, all three by a basketball.
That's a sign, honey.
Yeah, that's why I didn't do it. Not for me.
Next would have been breaking a knee. You know, it's not for you. Don't try.
No, we didn't get that far.
Tonight's trivia question, in honor of everybody watching basketball right now, the term March Madness was originally used for high school basketball in what state? What is it?
You can still text in your guest to 319-200-1029, but so far, Deb said California.
Is California a known basketball state?
What? I don't know.
She's like, I literally just told you I broke my glasses three times.
I have no idea. It's a big state. So they probably have lots of high schools.
Which means lots of madness.
Yeah, I don't know.
Therefore, lots of madness.
That's what I'm saying.
2008 said Indiana. Isn't Indiana, aren't they known for race driving?
Like the Indy 500.
Yeah.
What does that have to do with high school basketball?
Well, I would just assume that it wouldn't be them. Because if they're known for race driving, you can't be known for more than one thing.
Right. Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
No. And not at all.
I thought it was actually like onto something and being smart here, you know?
Like
I was pretty proud of myself for knowing that the Indy 500 was there.
Well, you didn't. You made a steering wheel motion at me and said, they're known for this, right? That was me decoding what you were looking for. You're welcome. 0937 said Illinois.
I just know they're known for Abraham Lincoln, aren't they?
Correct. That is a random thing to pull out. That's not what I thought you were going to say. What does Abraham Lincoln have to do with high school basketball? He was tall, allegedly. Do you think he played high school basketball?
Of course he did. Mm-hmm. Of course he did. He had to. Somebody look it up. I'm not going to.
Yeah, what was his stats?
I don't even know what that means.
Okay, doesn't matter.
The term March Madness was originally used for high school basketball in what state? What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029. And the answer's coming up in two songs. I can tell you're trying to Google something.
Did Abraham Lincoln
play basketball?
No, baseball is one of
basketball.
I'm not typing.
Tall Abe, right? I don't know.
No, Abraham Lincoln did not play basketball. Basketball was not invented until 1891.
Now, hang on a minute. Why did I think...
Lincoln's death was in 1865. So he died before... Well, that's really tragic.
Jeez.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, this program is over. Oh, my God.
Oh, I think he would have played. He would have been a star.
He would have been a star.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck at a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding. It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
The question tonight, the term March Madness was originally used for high school basketball in what state?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
Illinois actually had the term March Madness for high school basketball. So this dates back to 1939.
What?
I know. We were nowhere near alive back then. There's a guy named Henry V. Porter, who was an official with the Illinois High School Association and first used the word March Madness in an essay for Illinois Scholastic Magazine and later called it The Madness of March in a 1942 poem. Then we're going to fast forward
a
to...
A poem?
Yeah, I think we were writing poems back then. We still are.
What?
We still are. Then we're going to fast forward like 40 years, okay? To 1982, there was a guy named Brent who was a CBS broadcaster, and then he kind of like made the term March Madness more popular during an NCAA, I don't know what I'm talking about, tournament. And then they went to a legal battle. Illinois and NCAA people, right? And they went back and forth. They're like, who has the rights to March Madness, right? Come to the end of the agreement, they both decided they both have the rights to the term. So
no
they
way.
Both can use it. So Illinois high school basketball has the right to it. And so does the NCAA.
Mm.
Fun fact. Now you know.
I wish I could write a poem that turns okay. into a massive copyright term.
Are you smart enough?
March Madness. That's not the most brilliant thing I've ever heard.
No. What are you going to write about? Go on. Are you going to write about sports?
What?
I'm waiting.
September sadness when football starts in my life is a living hell because it's all that's on my TV in my house.
They're going to start calling it September sadness randomly.
I'm saying if anybody wants to go to a copyright battle, let me know.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.